Most of us came along ever so slowly. We went from one world into another that was almost exactly like it. Forgetting right away where we had come from, not caring where we were headed, living for the moment. Do you have any idea how many lives we must have gone through before we even got the first idea that there is more to life than eating or fighting or power in the flock? 1,000 lives, Jonathan? 10,000? And then another 100 lives until we begin to learn that there is such a thing as perfection. And another 100 again to get the idea that our purpose for living is to find that perfection and show it forth. The same rule holds for us all now, of course. We choose our next world through what we learn in this one. Learn nothing, and the next world is the same as this one. All the same limitations, the lead weights to overcome.
I'm just calling to say goodbye. I tried to get a hold of you earlier, but there wasn't an answer. There seemed a shortage, and unfortunately, answering machines recite recorded messages only. And I got more questions than I ever did. I wonder if such an answering machine device existed. Would my life be any different? Either way, I hope to have some answers by tonight. Who knows, maybe talk to God? See, I always stumbled my way through religion, not knowing comfort of belief, but soon to be embraced by sweet relief. I feel this lightness. Maybe he made me in his likeness, but I hope he's not fat, depressed, and frightened, utterly unenlightened. See, I never wanted to be a part of this thing. I know I don't belong here. Soon enough, soon enough. Compelled, moved by the momentum of a lifespan dedicated to this defining act. It's just too bad I couldn't say goodbye in person. But perhaps you would prefer the permanence of my last words recorded on tape. A voice resonates, echoing in time like someone beckoning me home for dinner. Coming. Think you'll ever tape over this?